good morning. I hope you're all keeping well again this Tuesday morning. We're coming now towards the end of our little thoughts and little devotionals day by day. But on the last Tuesday morning, I want to just once again finish off with you by sharing the gospel. And I trust that as you're listening that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour. But if you don't, can I ask you to please consider him? I was thinking about what I was going to speak to you about on this Tuesday morning, and I thought about just at the weekend, on Saturday past, with the weather being a little bit better these past number of days, we decided, my wife and I, to take a little trip up to the north coast just to go for a walk along the sea. And when we were there then, we actually met up with some family just at the beach. And you know, while the weather was lovely, we went to the beach, but I'm not telling you that we went into the water. Certainly it's a little bit too cold yet to be venturing into the water. But there were quite a few families who were there doing similar to what we were doing. And certainly there were a lot of children on the beach, and a lot of them were digging in the sand, as children do, building sandcastles and digging holes in the sand to see how deep they could go. And as I watched them, it reminded me of a story that I read once about a lady who had come to her pastor one day, and she was carrying a container with her. And in that container, she had wet sand. And she said to the pastor when she got there, and she set it up in front of him, she said, "Do you know what this is?" And he replied to her, "Yes, it's wet sand." And she then responded to him, "But do you know what it means?" And the pastor looked at the sand and looked at the lady, and he says, "Well, I don't know exactly what you mean by it. I know it's wet sand, but what do you mean by that? What is it?" And she said, "Well, sir, that is me and the multitude of my sins that constantly dirty my heart. Those sins can't be numbered, just like the sand." And of course, we understand the picture, I suppose, a little bit. It's practically impossible to count the grains of sand, even in a small container. And it's certainly impossible to count them when they're wet and muddy and sticking together. And as this lady looked at this sand, she considered her condition, and she could see a picture of herself. And as she showed this to the pastor, she said to him, and she sounded hopeless. She said, "O wretched creature that I am, how can such a wretch as I ever be saved and keep clean from the influence of the world?" And the pastor replied to the lady, and he asked her where she had got the sand. And she said that she had gathered it up at the beach. And he said to her, "Well, look, I want you to go back to the beach, and I want you to take a spade with you. I want you to dig in to raise a great mound of sand, shovel it up as high as you can get it. And then just leave that mound of sand there. And then stand and watch by the seashore and see the tide come in and see the effect of the waves as they sweep over the heap of sand." Straight away, the lady understood what the pastor was saying, and she said to him, "Oh, sir, I see what you mean. The blood of Christ, it would wash away all my sin." And of course, that's exactly what he was speaking about. In the little book of 1 John, the Apostle John was writing, and he was writing to encourage Christians about everything that had been done for them by the Lord Jesus Christ. And his great theme in that little letter that he wrote was about the love of God. But you know, as he introduced the letter, at the very beginning of the letter, he began by first of all outlining what the Lord Jesus Christ had done at Calvary. And it tells us in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7, John reminds the people, the Christians that he was writing to, he reminded them of the work of Christ. And he said, "The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son," that's God's Son, "cleanseth us from all sin." And as you're listening this morning, can I say to you, that's the power of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, that it can cleanse from all sin. His work is sufficient to deal with every sin and to continually keep those who place their trust in him. Can I say to you this morning, the work of Christ is sufficient personally to save you if you would call upon him for your salvation. Maybe this morning you're like the lady in the story that I've just been sharing with you. Maybe you're thinking that your sin is too great. Maybe you're thinking that even if you were to put your trust in the Lord Jesus, that you would never be able to keep it because the world would just come in again and soon you would be tainted by the world. And maybe you think that your sin is just too great. Can I say to you that the grace of God is greater? It's greater than all of your sin. The grace of God is so evident in the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. The hymn writer put it like this, and it's a famous old hymn, and perhaps you've heard it, maybe even you've sung it. It goes like this: Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Friend, this morning that hymn was written by a man called John Newton. And this was a man who had lived a life of deep sin. He had lived a life far away from God and from the things of God. In fact, John Newton had been a slave trader. But then God broke into his life. Then God saved him. And he realized that the work of Christ was absolutely sufficient to save him, was absolutely sufficient to deal with his sin, all of the depth of his sin. Do you know the work of the Lord Jesus Christ is sufficient to save you? Just like John Newton, you can be saved. Just like the lady in the story this morning, you too can be saved when you realize that the blood of Jesus Christ shed at Calvary for sinners is fully able to cleanse you too. But the question is this: how do you have that cleansing? How do you have the assurance that your sin has been dealt with? Well, you know, you just need to come to Jesus. You need to come and accept that you're a sinner. You need to believe that Christ has died to save you. You need to confess your sin, and you need to accept Christ as your Savior. And you know, he has promised, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. You can be sure, because his word is true. You can be sure that your sin has been dealt with if you come and you bow the knee and you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you too can know the peace that comes from knowing the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to share with you just one last time. He went to the cross to save you. He went to the cross so that your sin could be dealt with, no matter the depth of it, that your sin could be dealt with. Jesus paid it all, the hymn writer said. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. It's only through the work of Christ that you can have assurance, that you can know that your sin has been forgiven, and that you can be ready for heaven. There is no other way. It's only through the one who said himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Will you not come today and have your sin to be dealt with? Be ready for heaven. Put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you again this morning, and I trust that you will come and know him as your Savior. Amen.